The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's wrong.
We're back, hour two of the National Intel Report on the seventh day of July 2016. I want everybody to understand my little frame of mind today. That we have got a situation in this country with law enforcement that is escalating. It's already out of control, but it's escalating further out of control. Continuing, what's more, the general consensus from the courts thus far has been to absolve police from charges of wrongdoing. Conversely, while police routinely receive little blowback for shooting family pets, shooting a police dog can land you in just as much trouble as if you shot a human being. For instance, a teenager who shot and killed a police dog received a 23-year prison sentence. Outraged yet? Not to worry. I'm just getting warmed up here. Spike, a 70-pound pit bull, was shot by the NYPD police when he encountered him in a hallway of an apartment building in the Bronx. Surveillance footage shows the dog tail wagging right before an officer shot him in the head at point-blank range. RZ, a 14-month-old Newfoundland Labrador and Golden Retriever mix, was shot between the eyes by a Louisiana police officer. The dog had been secured on a 4-foot leash at the time he was shot. An independent witness testified that the dog never gave the officer any provocation to shoot him. See that potential threat? Puddle of water on a bathroom floor. 7. A St. Bernard was shot repeatedly by a Connecticut police officer in the presence of the dog's owner, a 12-year-old. Police investigating an erroneous tip had entered the property without a warrant, where the dog and her owner had been playing in the backyard, causing the dog to give chase. Duchess, a 2-year-old rescue dog, was shot 3 times in the head by a Florida cop. As the dog ran out the front door, the officer had been approaching the house to inform the residents that their car door was open, and the dog bounded through the front door to greet the officer. To greet him, not to bite him, and he killed him. Yana, a 10-year-old boxer, was shot 3 times by a Georgia cop. After mistakenly entering a wrong house, open fired, killing the dog, shooting the homeowner in the leg, and wounding an investigative officer. Boy, there's a trifecta for you. Kill the dog, shoot the homeowner, and shoot one of your own. Good day. Good day on the job. Staying safe, officer. Peyton, a 7-year-old black Labrador retriever and a 4-year-old Chase, also a black lab, was shot and killed after a SWAT team mistakenly raided the mayor's home. Remember this story? While searching for drugs, police shot Peyton 4 times. Chase was shot 2 times, once from behind as he ran away. Mayor Calvo says, my government blew through my doors, killed my dogs. They thought we were drug dealers, and we were treated as such. I don't think they ever even considered that we weren't. Recalls Mayor Calvo, who described being handcuffed and interrogated for hours, wearing only his underwear and socks, surrounded by the dogs' carcasses and pools of the dogs' blood. In another instance, a Missouri SWAT team raided a family home, killing a 4-year-old pit bull, Kaya. Believe it or not, this time the SWAT raid wasn't in pursuit of drugs, mistaken or otherwise, but it was intended to check if the home had electricity and natural gas service. Mind you, these aren't isolated incidences. There are websites, community action organizations, Facebook groups that do nothing but publicize dog shootings by police, and there's a lot of them. One filmmaker, Andrea B. Scott, has even put together a documentary to raise awareness about the epidemic. Clearly, our four-legged friends are suffering at the hands of police state, in which the police have all the rights in the citizenry, and their civilian dogs have little or none. Now, as always, we have to dig down deep to understand why this is happening. And you got to ask yourself the question, are family dogs really such a menace to the police? Are law enforcement agents really so fearful for their safety and so badly trained that they have no recourse when they encounter a dog than to shoot? Finally, are police shootings of dogs really any different than police shootings of unarmed citizens? Well, there's a thought. First off, dogs are no greater menace to police than they are to anybody else. After all, as the Washington Post pointed out, while postal workers regularly encounter both vicious and gregarious dogs on their daily rounds, litter carriers don't kill dogs, even though they are bitten by the thousands every year. Instead, the Postal Service offers its employees training on how to avoid the bites. Second, these dog shootings epitomize a larger societal problem with law enforcement. Here comes the threat. It's coming around. And their agencies prioritizing an officer safety mindset that encourages police to shoot first and ask questions later. We'd have a hell of a lot fewer police shootings of dogs and unarmed citizens if the police weren't quite so occupied with their officer safety at the expense of everything else. As commentator William Norman Grigg pointed out, a peace officer is paid to assume certain risk, including those necessary to de-escalate a confrontation. A veteran deputy with a mindset of a peace officer would have taken more than a shaved fraction of a split second to open fire on a small male individual, readily identifiable as a junior high school student, who was carrying an object that is easily recognizable as a toy, at least to people who don't see themselves as an army of occupation and view the public as an undifferentiated mass of menace. These dog killings, as Balko recognizes, is a side effect of the new SWAT paramilitary focus. In many police departments, which has supplanted the idea of being an officer of the peace, thus, whenever you're talking about police shooting dogs or citizens, the mindset is the same. A rush to violence, abuse of the power, fear for officer safety, poor training on how to de-escalate a situation, and general carelessness. A lot of these guys, folks, came off the battlefields of the Middle East. You bring them back here, you put them in a police uniform. And does this erase anything that has happened? Does this do away with their battlefield mentality? Especially when they're being hyped by the federal government to the police officers that, hell, there's nothing but terrorists around here, and you've got to vet everybody to make sure that they're not guilty of something or they're not a terrorist. They're assuming that you're guilty of something or you're a threat against something without being assumed that you're not a threat or you're not guilty. They have become judge, jury, and literally executioner. Are you getting the point now? This is the same mindset that sees nothing wrong with American citizens being subjected to roadside strip searches, forced blood draws, invasive surveillance, questionable exposure to radiation and secret government experiments, and other morally reprehensible tactics. Unfortunately, there is a mindset that is flourishing within the corporate-controlled, military-driven American police state. So what's to be done about all this? Well, in the terms of our four-legged friends, many states are adopting laws to make canine training mandatory for police officers. As dog behavior counselor, yes, there is such a thing, Brian Kilcommons noted, officers' inclination to take command and take control can cause them to antagonize dogs unnecessarily. Officers need to realize they're there to neutralize, not control. If they have enough money to militarize the police with Humvees, they have enough money to train them not to kill family members, and the pets are considered family. It's the attitude, and you've seen it repeatedly. If they suspect that you're not following their lawful orders in an expedited manner, man, you'll get tased, you'll get thrown on the ground, you'll have guns pulled on you, and sometimes you'll even end up dead. See where I'm coming from with the military aspect, the mindset to this, that there's a constant threat ready to blow you away at any second. Frankly, police should also be made to undergo classes annually on how to peacefully resolve and de-escalate situations with the citizenry. While they're at it, they should be forced to demilitarize. No one outside the battlefield, and barring a foreign invasion, the U.S. should never be considered a domestic battlefield, should be equipped with the kinds of weapons and gear being worn and used by local police forces today. If the politicians are really serious about instituting far-reaching gun control measures, let them start by taking guns and SWAT teams away from the countless civilian agencies that have nothing to do with military defense and that are packing lethal heat. I'm not suggesting here for a second taking the guns out of the hands of the people, because you know what? Folks, if this stuff doesn't stop, and these characters wearing the shiny badges and the guns don't realize how thin their blue line is and how much it depends on the civility of the civilians, then you're next to useless. You're only an antagonizer. You're only an aggrandizer. You're only stoking the flame. You're not doing anything to calm the public and to restore order. You're on a mission. Finally, there'll be no end to the bloodshed of unarmed Americans or their family pets until the police stop viewing themselves as superior to those whom they are supposed to serve and start acting like the peace officers they're supposed to be. Now, ultimately, this comes down to better and constant training and nonviolent tactics, serious consequences for those who engage in excessive force, and a seismic shift in how law enforcement agencies and the courts deal with those who transgress. Whitehead wrote a book, Battlefield America, The War on American People. He says, when you're trained to kill anything that poses the slightest threat, imagined or real, when you've been instructed to view yourself as a soldier and those you're supposed to serve as the enemy combatants on a battlefield, when you can kill and there are no legal consequences for your actions, and when you are deemed immune from lawsuits holding you accountable for the use of excessive force, then it won't matter what gets in your way. Whether it's a family pet, a child with a toy gun, an old man with a cane, you're going to shoot to kill. A lot of people don't do this. I will go on YouTube and I'll watch these damn videos for hours on end, watching cops encounter with citizens, and almost every one of them, the situation could have been handled differently and de-escalated, and nobody had to die. Now, I don't know if these guys in uniform even realize how they are being set up. I want you to think about your position here. You're being hired by cities and counties to patrol the streets. You've got a set of orders. Okay, we get it. It's the administrative state where we're being punished for everything and anything. And if you're so bold as to drive down the highway with a busted out taillight, well, you may be taking your life in your own hands. Are you guys grasping this scenario? This is real. This is palpable. This is happening every single day. And these cops don't even realize that they are expendable on the grander scale. And it doesn't matter if you're a beat cop, you're a county sheriff or a deputy, whether you're state police, whether you're FBI, whoever the hell you are, supposedly with a badge of authority in an administrative state, you are to be sacrificed. They want to gin this chaos up enough. Remember what Henry Kissinger said, that people will welcome the United Nations standing on our street corners in America to keep us safe. You have to go through a few more bodies until you get to that point. But they're constantly escalating. The chaos, the very tenor of this, is escalating every single day. They demand respect. They command you to respect them. You will, or this is how I'm going to retaliate against you. You know, I was talking to Mike during one of the breaks. And I said, do you ever notice how relieved you feel when you encounter a police officer and he's non-offensive and polite? It makes you want to talk to him. Oh my God, this is not going to be ugly. This is not going to be a bad encounter. You almost are relieved. They don't get it. They don't get it. That thin blue line. Do you see why these politicians want to get the guns out of the hands of people? Because just maybe one day, they are going to have enough of this, and they're going to start shooting back. Is that what we want to see in the streets of America? And how much further? I mean, we're already in a circus here, folks, that, Jesus, as I look around me every single day, what used to be sane and sensible has been turned on its head and forgotten. What you are getting now is the insane, the absurd, and the more ridiculous and dangerous. Every aspect of our lives is being threatened. Every aspect of it, up to and including your life, by some guy with force continuum that can either have a conversation with you or pull out a service weapon and just blow your freaking head off.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
I had planned on doing other stories here. The Chilcot report, the postmortems on that. This Iraq inquiry that they said the same damn thing that we've been saying here in this country. What they're saying about Tony Blair is the same damn thing we said about George Bush. This was unnecessary. Remember me saying during this Brexit vote that a nationally recognized reporter was asking the British military, and 9 out of 10 of them said, we're sick of this war for no reason. This was part of the reasoning why they wanted to get out of the European Union. They wanted control of their own government again, up to and including not having your president or a Tony Blair be able to declare war on a country without the backing of the people. Or at least their parliament or, in our case, our Congress. The ability to remove human beings from the face of the earth based on one man's assessment and decision. We had to modify the war on terrorism. It was too time-consuming. They're too fluid. They're too well prepared. They're too this, they're too that, and we have to act aggressively and immediately. This doesn't stop. None of it stops. Obama is on his way over to Europe to attend his last NATO move. His last move as president, being able to talk to the NATO countries over there, where they're pushing for war against Russia. For what reason? This is what Putin said, and this is one of Putin's shortest speeches ever. He was addressing the Duma, the Russian parliament, and gave a speech about the tensions with minorities in Russia. He said, "In Russia, live like Russians. Any minority from anywhere, if he wants to live in Russia, to work and eat in Russia, they should speak Russian and they should respect Russian laws. If they prefer Sharia law and live the life of Muslims, then we advise them to go to those places where that's the state law. Russia does not need Muslim minorities. Minorities need Russia. And we will not grant them special privilege or try to change our laws to fit their desires, no matter how loud they yell discrimination. We will not tolerate disrespect of our Russian culture. We better learn from the suicides of America, England, Holland, and France. If we are to survive as a nation, the Muslims are taking over those countries, and they will not take over Russia. The Russian customs and traditions are not compatible with a lack of culture or the primitive ways of Sharia law and Muslims. When this honorable legislative body thinks of creating new laws, it should have in mind the Russian national interest first, observing that that Muslims, minorities, are not Russians." What was the response of the Duma over there? They gave him a standing ovation for 5 minutes. This is all part of the chaotic plan, folks. My God. We're going to open up the phone lines for the last half hour. As I said, I planned on this going a lot quicker. And sometimes I find myself in opposition to the listeners to this program. And sometimes I tend to alienate and piss people off. Well, I'm sorry you're pissed off. I've thrown the political correctness out the window a long time ago. We're dealing literally with life and death here. There is a war going on against you, your philosophies, your culture, your society, your country. None will level on the mine. 800-313-9443. We'll open up the phone lines last half hour of the program.
No reason to get excited.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some joint aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Dave in SoCal, Southern California. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, well, your speech brought up several things for me. We had a notorious dog killing here in Hawthorne 3, 4, or 5 years ago. I saw the video for, it was a, let's see, the police were going to a house about, three to six houses up a cul-de-sac, and they put a police tape across the end of the street. And this black guy who was a police activist parked his car, and he was taking pictures down the street while he had a Rottweiler on a leash. And
I remember the video. The dog hopped out of the car. The officer.
What happened was, he thought the cops are coming to arrest him, so he put the car, the dog in the car with the window rolled down,
right,
5 or 6 inches,
mm-hmm,
and then they started, these three cops surrounded him and started to put cuffs on him, and the dog started barking, and he squeezed through the opening and went to help his master.
Yep.
He shot the dog dead.
Yep.
And I saw that video on the homepage of the Daily Mail in the UK. This took place about a mile southeast of where I am right now.
Yeah, and you have to see it from a foreign source rather than in this country. Yeah.
I think they showed it on local news later, but...
Well, and they have a tendency to keep things local, you know? I mean, this kind of stuff, you know, I'm tired of the Fox News, support our heroes, support our military, support our police, support, 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 when they're not doing an honest dialogue of positive and negative. America, we have a problem here. This needs to be addressed. They're not doing that. In the meanwhile, this cauldron is boiling over, and it is not. There's no cessation here; it's continuing. And this, I got to tell you, Dave, we're heading into some bad times. But you're, and this is going to sound really odd. You're going to look at days like today as being somewhat normal or better. When we're in the future, and this stuff is happening daily. Right down the street from you on a daily basis, or right across town, or right in the middle of your small city. This is going to look like the good old days.
Yeah, it's getting pretty bad. And don't these cops realize, like, there's, what is it, 2,000 or 3,000 citizens to every one of them? And, you know, they're not all going to be armed, but... If it's, you know, even if it's 1%, that's still 20 guys to one cop.
It's thin blue line. When I say
here's
thin...
Here's another one for you. We had a California primary back in June, and my polling place turned out to be in the Islamic Center of Hawthorne, which is one block straight south from this huge steel gate at the Hawthorne Police Department.
Yeah?
They live among us here. My next-door neighbor is an Egyptian. And his wife wears a burqa.
The face of America is changing by slamming all these cultures and different attitudes together. This is not sanity. This is not even rational. It's being done purposely. I thank you for your call, Dave.
Okay.
All right. Grampy in Colorado. Hello.
John, I really love your bumper music. I'm an old-timer, but rock and roll is perfect. But I wanted to... About 4 or 5 years ago... you know, it used to be they protect and serve. Now it's obey or die, and I'm just waiting for the skull and crossbones on their lapel.
Well, they already got the highway robbers out there. They've had them out there for a number of years.
The highwaymen?
Yes. Yes.
Yep, they've been out there, that's for sure. And, you know, I live in a city. We don't have police. We're a town of about 2,500 during the summer and about 200 during the winter. We have one sheriff that comes up for maybe 6 hours a day to the fire department there. So we don't really have that kind of stuff going on here, but I know it's everywhere else.
Well, you're in Colorado. Is this some kind of tourist town or something? Skiing, whatever.
No skiing. Just nothing happening. It's a small town with just no. No global corp, no people want to control
I'm just,
anything.
Grampy, I'm just trying to determine. You said you gave me two different numbers. Yeah, you said that it's a town of how many?
Well, during the summer we have a tourist.
Okay, now that's what I was referring to.
Right.
So you have a nice little tourist town that's usually occupied by a couple hundred people during the summer. You get 2,000-3,000 people in there, and you don't have any trouble. You got a part-time cop. Life is good.
Got a part-time sheriff that comes up. He's constitutional. you know, we have a constitutional sheriff in our county. And, you know, most people in this area have their own protection.
Mm-hmm.
And we have no crime.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. But it's probably one of probably a few places in America that has this kind of thing. And it's one of the reasons why I live here, because I feel safe.
I grew up in a town, my formative years, Sandusky, Ohio. Cedar Point, right on Lake Erie.
I'm from Defiance, Ohio.
Okay, well, then you know where I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
Sandusky was a town of about 50,000 when I was a kid. We didn't have to worry about crime.
Nope.
We didn't have to worry about robbery or theft or breaking and enterings.
You could leave your keys in your car.
My mother did. Left it in the damn driveway out near the street. The front door would remain open all night, and I can only ever remember encountering an individual knocking at our back door, and he was a hobo passing through.
Right.
My mother did not panic. She fed him and said, "Do me a favor, don't mark my house."
Right.
And he smiled. He thanked her graciously for the food that was given to him. He smiled, he ate, and he went away.
Well, I've traveled throughout Europe, and, people are genuinely honest and friendly and kind.
And given the chance to be in that environment, it can be again. What I see right now, and the whole point of today's program, is this is escalating to the point that there is going to be no return. It's going to be incident after escalating incident after escalating incident.
Well, I heard that they don't hire police officers that have an IQ over 70.
Well, I think that's kind of pushing it. That's thumb-sucking, drooling time at 70.
Yeah, and a lot of them are definitely on steroids. And, I think emotionally they don't vet them. I was in the Navy, and you get pretty well vetted. They do psychology tests. They do intelligence tests. They do mechanical tests.
Yeah, because you got a bunch of guys that are in a confined space and are going to remain that way for sometimes months at a time.
Right.
Yeah.
And, I don't think we're vetting these guys well enough to protect and serve.
Well, and again, a lot of these guys are battlefield hardened individuals, been fighting.
Absolutely.
Been fighting.
And ready for a fight.
And then,
let me tell you what happened to me one time. Just a couple of years ago, I was protesting because they sprayed half of Agent Orange in our subdivision. And three cops came up to me, wanted to arrest me. They had no reason to arrest me because I was on private property, and it was in a subdivision that we own the roads and part of the roads, right? And one cop actually threw down and said, "Okay, let's have at it."
He wanted to fight you?
Yes. He threw down his guns with the other two standing there and wanted to fight. I'm an old man. He was a young kid. It blew me away.
He needed you to submit, and he was ready to
obey or die.
He was ready to pound you into a bloody pulp.
Yes,
because you weren't following his orders. That's right.
And they can be interpreted. And I told him, they showed me the rule on the books. I said, "Well, you're on private property, so it's not a public road. So you have no business here." And I said, "Either arrest me now or I'm walking away." And I just walked away. That was it. The end of it.
All right. Grampy, thanks for your call.
Thank you very much for what you do.
Thank you. Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred.
How you doing?
Hi.
This is a banner day. This program, I agree with 1,000%. I got stopped by a young deputy sheriff about a month ago, and he was peaceful and kind. I talked to him for 30 minutes about RBN. I give him a card for RBN with this caveat. I said, "I strongly suggest you check this out. But there are some shows and some hosts that I strongly disagree with." Okay, what you said today in this show, you articulated it better than I. But if you go through the archives for 2.5 years, I've said the same thing almost in sound bites. I made the statement a while back before the 2-week sabbatical that I let nobody lead me. I got to correct that. I follow or try to follow the King of the Universe and his laws, the Ten Commandments. Now, if I was banned from RBN, I would continue to promote RBN and listen to it, because I think there are more good coming out than bad. But for truth to prevail, there is going to be controversy. And my friend, I think you understand me. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I know that I've hit the mark when Fred agrees. And people didn't have any idea what point I was going to be driving home in these 2 hours today. Folks, the disintegration of what's left of a peaceful society is what I'm talking about. To me, it is unfathomable. It unnecessary? Boy, that's lowballing it. And once it starts, once you have this group going after that group, and the people start falling over, it escalates and escalates and escalates, and there's no pulling it back. For all the lawsuits and all the complaints and citizens' watch groups over these cops, that again, I will use the term mission creep, that they are not being restrained in their practices and how they deal with the public. That it is almost a situation now where they might as well bring out the military on the street, full-blown military. PASGAT it out, automatic weapons, grenade launchers, MRAPs, you name it. Let's get them out there. This is part of the landscape. This is part of the paradigm that we find ourselves in. And it is not necessary. Lark in Texas. Hello, Lark.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Well, I appreciate your passion today. I, too, have countenanced some of these videos on YouTube and the like, and have thought from time to time what it would be like to have my own dog shot, or, you know, someone I love shot and killed.
And watch them die right before your very eyes, knowing damn
sure.
Right well it was not necessary, and the thought runs through your head that you might be the next one to go.
But let me tell you what I was thinking. I was thinking about the etymological root of this word gang, and also this word barratry, and this word called gang stalking, and even press ganging. And you can start by going to etymology online, etymonline.com, and start with the word gang, then go to the word press ganging, and then the word barratry, B-A-R-R-A-T-R-Y. And we can see why I say socialism equals gangsterism equals slavery. And what's driving all this is this thing called learned helplessness. Learned helplessness. That's Martin Seligman. When you go back to, you know, you're the one that introduced me to this term of art called the use of force continuum. Well, when I was doing my research, I had been looking into something called JINSA, J-I-N-S-A.org. and then their LEAP program, Law Enforcement Exchange Program. And then I also looked at the fact that a lot of this was coming about the same time of these various new law enforcement programs back in the early 90s. You know, they're all acronyms. POP, P-O-P, Problem-Oriented Policing, which extended into COPS, Community-Oriented Policing Services, then COMPASS, Community-Oriented Mapping, Planning of Analysis and Safety Strategies, and then ABCD, Asset-Based Community Development, all surrounding this word community. And I must say that the under international communitarian law, the pretext, the justification that was used in the aftermath of 9/11 to wage war upon the innocents of the Middle East was called R2P, Responsibility to Protect. Look it up, R number 2P.
Yeah, and
all over the internet.
And what did we have? What binding treaty or whatever did we have to supposedly go in to the Middle East and protect whom from what?
Well, they skirt around a treaty today, John, with this thing called Memoranda of Agreement and Understanding.
Yeah.
And just like they dance around this thing called rule of law with this thing called reflexive law. And when we're putting together a huge agenda, like through the legislative process, they use this thing called gearing. In French, it's known as engrenage. And that's the process by which you insert snippets of this agenda in one bill and snippets of it into that bill, and they seem quite harmless and innocuous. People don't understand the language because it's not offensive. It doesn't seem out of place. But see, they manipulate the language, just like they manipulate these words like free trade and quality learning and quality of life and responsibility to protect and community, sustainable development. It's part and parcel of what they do, and that's why this word barratry is so important to understand. You know, these poor cops on the beat, you know, many of them coming from the military, they've all been brainwashed. They've done studies, psychological studies, under controlled conditions with the military for a very long time because it was a captive group. They had been press ganged, and then through barratry, they had been brainwashed. And so I know because I grew up in a military family. My brother was Air Force cop, and he was murdered by his doctors 2 weeks before I first went on air on your network, John. And his organs were harvested while he was still alive, buried in a veteran cemetery. But see, these cops and these military guys, they're enforcing communitarian law, and sadly, they don't even know what it is.
I understand. Lark, thank you.
You bet.
All right, sir. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hello, John. I think you hit it and Lark hit it, and from my perspective, this is the fourth and final part of their attack on the United States. The first was the citizenship at the 14th, the second was the monetary system, the third was the political through the Administrative Procedures Act, and the fourth, as you very well put, is the denigration of society. And for me, I feel as though we are all under attack, and if there ever is a counteroffensive, you got to watch your backside. I mean, it's not, this is very, very real. I helped my brother-in-law teach concealed carry. And the very first thing when you have concealed carry, we tell them, if you do this, not only do you have the responsibility of it, but if you're ever contacted by law enforcement, do nothing because they will kill you. And half the people in the class don't ever get it because they don't want to be faced with that. But I think we're all actually seriously under attack, and we've got to be very mindful of that.
Well, and it is a war, and I'm looking at this, it takes two opposing sides to war. If you take one of the opposition forces out of it, then all you have is brutality, thuggery, whatever. In other words, it takes two to tango. And what is happening is people are being corralled and railroaded into a situation where it very well may be that they have to pull out firearms and start putting down cops because they're worse than rabid dogs. And this cannot happen because you will see the end of our society and our culture as we have known it. As ragtaggy as it is right now, my friend, it's going to look like the good old days.
Yeah, I agree. But a great show today. Thanks for getting people to pay attention.
Thank you. I appreciate your call, Mike.
Take care, brother.
Tony in Chicago. Hello, Tony.
Oh, yeah, John. I watched that video, and I'm going to be quite honest with you, and I don't care what you think about me. I don't think it's for real. I'll look it over again, and I'll analyze it, but I'm not buying it spot on, okay? I'm sorry.
Well,
too many fake things have been going on, and this vile homosexual in the White House is commenting on it. He's trying to start something this month.
Yeah, well, Tony, let me ask you the question here. Which part was faked? The guy laying there in a bloody T-shirt or the cop standing out there with a gun sticking halfway?
He's not making any noise. He's not moaning and groaning. She doesn't have any tears in her eyes. Okay, she's not yelling and screaming, flipping out of her mind.
All right, but again, Tony, small point. Are you going to ignore all of what else I just said on these 2 hours? This is real. It's palpable. Whether that's real or fake, doesn't matter.
I hadn't been listening to you. I just walked in.
Okay, well, listen to the whole show.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Okay, Tony. Huh? Yeah, we're running out of time. Go ahead, Laura.
John.
Yes.
I want to test your memory. You remember a few months back, you were talking about in Western Michigan, a state trooper killed a young white boy. He had just dropped some of his family members off at a church basketball. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You said you were going to have his family on. I wanted to know what happened with him.
Never could get a hold of him.
You couldn't get hold of him?
No, probably.
I wonder what happened with that case.
I don't know. A lot of times what will happen, lawyers will get involved and they'll separate you from the press or from the media. Don't talk. You might endanger the case. Shut up. We'll handle it. I've seen this happen repeatedly. And I can only assume something like that happened. Matter of fact, something similar happened with the gal that does all the work on the vaccines. Used to have a show on the network.
Oh, yeah, Toko.
Mary Toko.
Yeah.
The Child Protective Services ran up on her, and I said, look, you've got to stay in contact with me. You got to come on the air with this. Well, the lawyer said, and I never heard another word from her. And she used to do a show on this network, and I warned her. I said, don't do this. They're going to suck you right into that system, and whatever they want to make disappear, they will make disappear.
My point to all this is the blacks want to own this. Plenty of white people are getting shot, too.
And once they start to understand this as a whole, the entire emphasis will shift. Hopefully that will happen. They got to get it first in their head that they became 14th Amendment citizens and they were once again made slaves along with everybody else. Thanks, Laura. Thank you all for being here today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.